Yeah, so you, I mean, you guys have a lot of influences: Nirvana, Zeppelin, Smashing Pumpkins, Super Furry Animal. You guys have a lot of different. It's funny to see how that palette makes the music of, you know, from the inspiration for Pure Reason Revolution, and a great mix, you know, of styles. You guys are getting yourself ready for the Northeast Art Rock Festival in the United States, which we'll be doing a live broadcast from. Hopefully, you can come down and join us. But this is a big event for you guys playing in the States.
Yeah. I mean, we did a few shows in the States before, South by Southwest, and then we did New York and Boston, and then we went up to Montreal to see Paul because we had a couple mixes to do. This is going to be the first time in the States for a couple of years, and you know, it's obviously it's a really big festival, and we're really looking forward to it.
This is going to be really big. We're looking forward to it as well, and not only that, to finish number one in 2006, I can't tell you how big and exciting it was to see a band that we watched pretty much rise in popularity as the year went on, and you guys did fantastic stuff. Now you've had a lot of lineup changes in the last year.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, were these friendly departings or amicable? What, you know?
They've all been amicable, really. I mean, I'm still in contact with Greg, who, you know, he got married and ended up moving to the States, actually, with his wife. Mm-hmm. We're still in contact, and then my brother on drums. That was, you know, another thing, just a situation where, you know, it's got married and then they got a child on the way, so it was just sort of responsibilities changing a bit, really, and stuff like that. But they're all amicable, and you know, we're all still good friends and stuff. So
yeah. Now, of course, the band is pretty much solid at this point, and you're playing dates. Am I correct? Coming up besides the United States, you're going to be playing some shows.
Yeah. We've got when's the next show? I think the next show is we've got sort of a one-off charity show in the UK. Then the next one after that is actually a little festival in Barcelona.
Yeah.
So apart from that, yeah, there's the ones booked for the summer, a few other festivals booked for the summer. But apart from that, I'm just recording and more recording, really.
Now, originally, John, you'd been noticed by Sony Records, and that had to be exciting.
Definitely. That came about, our first release actually was on Alan McGee's Pop Tones. I don't know if you know, but he's the guy that signed Oasis and Primal Scream and Super Furries, and he had Creation Records. But anyway, so after that, I finished, he set up Pop Tones Records, and we did a single. He heard some of our stuff, and we wanted to do a single for us. So we did like a 7-inch and a CD, and then also we played his nightclub, sort of almost like a residency, like maybe twice a month. Mm-hmm. For a couple of months, and that's when a lot of the major labels started coming down, and when Sony got interested, and there was a few others actually, but yeah, and then eventually we did the deal with Sony.
Yeah. Now, of course, unfortunately, and we've seen it happen in the past where it just didn't work out. Unfortunately, you know what you guys do, which we think is awesome, isn't really what they think is what they want.
Yeah, I think it's difficult with the major companies and all the. You know, the constant merging of you know, that goes on with these companies, and the fast turnaround of staff, you know, people coming in and out of jobs and things, it's difficult to, you know, keep something sustained, really. And for, you know, the key people that signed you, you know, if they move on, then it's kind of difficult, you know, because then the new members of staff sort of inherit something that they don't, you know, it's not necessarily their thing. So, yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, but now with Inside Out, distributing it, and Inside Out's an excellent label. They've done a lot of great things for their bands. You know, you have to be thankful. It's like a second start, a second, a second run.
No, definitely. And I think they, we met the guys in Holland, and they seem to, they seem like really cool guys. And you know, the way they work, we really like the way they work. And I think something that was frustrating with Sony is sort of how long-winded everything was and how slow things took. And you know, with Inside Out, it's like, it doesn't have to go to like a big board meeting about things. It's like it's quite a small operation, so decisions get made quickly, and you can do things. You know.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
things
do it.
Happen.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly,
let's
exactly.
do it. You know, a tour comes up, pay for it, do it. You know, it's nice and easy.
Yeah.
Whereas things like that would certainly seem to take forever sometimes. So.
Well, I know those guys at Inside Out are very good guys. I know them personally, and I think you're taking care of it. And I think that the Pure Reason Revolution thing is going to be huge because, like you said, you're working on new material. What what's in your horizon now? What's next? What's John and the rest of the gang doing right now? What are you doing?
Well, basically, we're recording a track for download. It's going to be available in the next week actually. So it's just a free download. One of the things we did on the tour, we Chloe designed a sleeve, and we printed up these sleeves, and basically gave them away at the shows, and also stamped the sleeve. Mm-hmm. And then, so basically, when you download the track for free, then you've got like a nice sleeve to put it in.
Excellent.
So anyway, we're going to finish off that track in the next few days, and then basically, yeah, it's getting on with the recording and stuff, and we're sort of in negotiation right now with Inside Out, you know, just ironing out a few little bits and bobs, and but yeah, we just need to get thinking about where we're going to, you know, do some bits of the recording and stuff like that. So
yeah. What's in your CD player right now at home? If I was to go in John Courtney's house and
my CD player right now, actually, I'm looking at it. I've got Elliot Smith from A Basement on the Hill.
Oh, there you go. What's one of your favorite tracks off The Dark Third? What's one of your favorite tracks?
My favorite.
That you feel represents you, you know?
I mean, playing live, it's always, like, Ambassadors always goes down a real storm. I really like playing Bullets Domino as well. That's always a fun one to play. I don't know. Intention Craft People, that's always quite a rocker that everyone, you know, goes down one of the shows. So.
Yeah, that I'm a big fan of the Twin Sin. I think that's...
Okay, yeah, Tunkin' Willows and Tunkin', yeah.
Yeah, that's an incredible track. An incredible track. Very, very emotional, the part two as well. But, you know, I don't know how to thank you. You guys have been phenomenal in response. And one of the, you put a jolt into the new progressive rock world. And I know a lot of people will say that the prog word is a four-letter word. But, you know, as a forward-thinking progressive rock radio show and DJ, I think that you guys are it. I think you guys are the thing right now.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you, John, in the United States. And,
okay.
You know, we'll hopefully get a chance to chat with you.
Definitely.
You know, Near Fest Week. In the meantime, we will talk to you soon. Once again, friends, check out their website at purereasonrevolution.com. And once again, John Courtney, special thanks to you, friend.
Okay. Cheers.
Need a pulse check? 609-894-8900. Burlington County College's Z88.9. The Pulse.
Hi, John Courtney here for Pure Reason Revolution, and you're listening to the Gagme Archive.
lost and the songs of our Reason Revolution, number one CD of 2006. Track that are called the Twin Sin. We also heard Bright Ambassadors of Morning, and of course, start on the top of the hour with Nemos and Tambos. And special thanks to John Courtney of Pure Reason Revolution for joining us. Long awaited. And a special thanks to John Cook as well. Check out the website, purereasonrevolution.com. Now out on Inside Out Europe at insideout.de. Classic release this week, back in 1973. Released among prog collectors.